The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the different Eureka makes them beat it right along.
Because the man literally sat down on Wednesday, early Wednesday morning, and worked until 7:30 at night. Worked. I couldn't even get my brain was so screwed up. I took a 2-hour nap in the afternoon, and I was having the weirdest dreams you can imagine. Let me just put it this way. One of the main characters of my 2 hours of dreaming, these bizarre dreams, was Big Fatty. So you can well imagine how sick and twisted and bizarre these dreams were.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Sick and twisted.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1536. The BFO for Monday the 16th of December 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend, and believe it or not, I think Santa Claus may have thrown up in the P.O. box. Bogus! Hello, Pottius. Big Fatty, that's what you did all weekend. Yes, hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, we are getting close. We are within 10 days of Crema. And y'all, the time is upon us. So, y'all, you better be getting your Crema shopping done. Yes, Big Fatty, you've finished all of yours. It's true. It's true, y'all. This weekend, I finished up my Crema shopping and all that good stuff, and so I'm real pleased with that. But I'll tell you all about that when I talk about the weekend update. But y'all, we need to do this first. Yes, Big Freddy. Gussie, y'all, today, Monday the 16th of December, y'all, we have not one. We have not one, but two, I say, two celebrations exiting the birth canal. And y'all, before I tell you who those are, I just want to say that I don't have any more, after today, I don't have any more celebrations of the exiting of the birth canal until the 27th. So, y'all, there's not a whole lot of fucking that goes on in the second half of March. I've got one on the 27th, one on the 28th, and one on the 31st. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, so if any of you are having a celebration, Big Fatty doesn't know about it, and you know the assistant. The assistant, I think, is just y'all. It must be out doing plenty of Crema shopping or something like that. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, but y'all, today, the 16th of December, y'all, we have two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one is from out there in Dallas, Tejas. Big Fatty, is it Joe? No, it is. It is Joe, but it's not Joe in Dallas. It is the other Joe in Dallas. Big Fatty, I didn't know there were two. Yes, this is not the Joe in Dallas that was the number one fan of the BFO for 2011. Big Fatty, we don't remember. But y'all, is it 2011? I don't know. Y'all, it is Josie. Big Fatty, I play the drawings with him. It's true, Poodle, you do. And Joey, and y'all, Joe was hoping he could come to the Pride 48th this past year, but y'all, it all kind of turned to poo-poo. Big Fatty Volga! And he wasn't able to make it, but hopefully he'll make it in 2014. And Joe, I hope you have a lovely celebration. And y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal today is, y'all, you heard the old gal, the Von, yo, talking about him at the beginning of today's little show. Big Fat Eddie was talking about you. Well, it's not my birthday. Y'all, it is the old gal's husband, Myron. He is celebrating exiting of the birth canal today. Big Fat Eddie, I hope the old gal can get out of the bed and make him a lovely cake. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, busy weekend, of course, Friday was Big Fatty's last day in the coal mine for 2013. Y'all not going back to the coal mine till the Monday the 6th of January. That's next year. Big Fatty gonna be here before you know it. But y'all took in a few little gift-ettes to the folks there in the coal mine. Just y'all, it was a day just to kind of tie up some loose ends. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar when you say it. But y'all, it was a good day, and Big Fatty, to shut down the computer and put on the away message on the telephonic device there. And y'all not going back until, like I say, next year. And then for Friday night, y'all, it was the Horror Club crema party. You know Big Fatty loves a crema party. Yes, Big Fatty, we know. And y'all, we went to the Brazilian Steakhouse. And y'all, it wasn't as good as it was last year. I don't know why. But I think it'll probably be the last time that we go there. But there were six of us there, y'all. We had Granny and Miss Porter and two other members of the Horror Club and Big Fatty, and then a guest and several folks who had said they were going to try to make it weren't able to make it. So it's just the six of us. And y'all, we did what we do is everybody brings a $25 gift card, and we just do a gift card exchange. And so, you know, you spend $25 and you know you're going to get $25 in gift cards. And y'all, Big Fatty took an Outback Steakhouse. You know, that's where they have those scrimps on the Bobby and the Bloomin' Onion. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Y'all, but I got a Walmart gift card. But the person who got my Outback gift card said, "Big Fatty, would you like to trade?" And I said, "Well, sure, because you know I love to go get a Bloomin' a Big Fatty, please." Traded. So I got my Outback Steakhouse gift card back, and so you know it was fine. And I think the other ones were where were the other ones too? The Scarlet Crustacean and a couple of other Walmart gift cards, and I don't remember where the other ones were. There may have been a petroleum gift card, anyway. And then on Saturday, y'all got up and I was doing some running around and finished up my crema shopping on Saturday. I've got two nieces, and you know I am the crazy uncle for them. And y'all, one of them's gonna be studying abroad. Big Fatty, what's her name? Not that kind of broad. In Paris. She's wanting cash money for crema. And my other niece, she's out on her own now. So y'all, I just decided this was going to be a money crema for them. I got one, the one that's not studying abroad, I'm giving her a $50 gasoline gift card, and then I'm going to give $50 cash money to the one studying abroad. And y'all, but that's kind of boring. So I went to the Walgreens, because you know I had the $10 coupon. If you spent $30, they were going to give you $10 back. And y'all, I picked picked up a couple of things, and y'all, they had all this chocolate money. They had big coins, and they had these Russell Stover bills. One of them was the peppermint bark, and one of them was just a chocolate thing. It was kind of like Santa money, and then they had those gold coins. And so y'all, I just said, well, you know, if it's going to be a money Christmas, I'm going to give them some chocolate money too. So y'all, that's the kind of crazy, that's the crazy uncle gift at for this year. And then Saturday night, went to Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl Olive's 40th anniversarium party. Y'all, it was lovely. And you know, as nice as the food and the drinks and all were, y'all, they must have had a couple of hundred people there. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. And y'all, it was people of all shapes and sizes and ages and everything. And y'all, it was just lovely. Big Fatty knew, didn't know most of the people there, but I knew probably a dozen or so. And y'all, some folks I hadn't seen in years, just in years. So anyway, I was delighted to be a part of that. And y'all finished up my rapping, not that kind of rapping, Big Fatty. Anyway, I went out to the Dudley Do-Rights on Saturday night and had a few cocktails, and y'all, it was just a lovely evening. And then Sunday, I just been around the Fat Cave here, y'all, getting ready for the big Survivor finale Sunday night, and gotta get the Ford Escape packed. But y'all, one of the things I did while I was out this weekend is I went by the P.O. Box. Yeah, I gotta see, y'all, there were eight Crema cards in the P.O. box, and y'all, there's no way in hell I'm gonna get through all of them, but we'll see how many we can get through today. Big Eddie, you better start opening them now. I will, Poodle. Y'all, our first one is from the Delawares, and y'all, I believe this is from the Haunt Cub. I think I recognize the address, and y'all, it's in a white envelope. And remember, I'm gonna post the picture cards, pictures of the cards over there at the BFO. Oh, Big Freddy, that's lovely. And it's not even a kitty. No, Big Freddy, it's not a kitty, but it gets a squeaky kitty. Y'all, it's a picture of a naked deliciousness, and it says, wearing a Santa Claus hat, it says, some of Santa's best toys don't need batteries. Big Freddy. And he certainly doesn't need batteries. No, Big Freddy. And it says, murder, ho, 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 Merry Crema. Thank you for all you do. Can't wait to see you again next year. Happy holidays. Much love, Jay and Ron. Well, that is just lovely. And y'all, the picture really is lovely. Y'all, our next one is in a lime green envelope. Now, y'all, I got to tell you something. There are three cards in lime green envelopes, so I don't know if it's the same card. But y'all, I'm opening them in the order that I received them. Pulled them out of the P.O. box, and y'all, this one is from Miss Bacon. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, speaking of Miss Bacon, you know, since she is on hiatus, y'all, some of you got to be calling the BFO to keep that phone line active. Yes, Big Freddy. So y'all, I'm opening this up. It's a lime green envelope. Big Freddy, is that Crema colors? And y'all, it's a, oh, I can't get it out. Big Freddy, is that a vulgar? Y'all, it's a picture of it's a picture of three old people singing Crema carols, and the first one, it says 40, and it says, look, Larry Vader heard us caroling, he's opening the curtain. And the second one, which is short and fat, and it says Vera with hair extensions, says he's holding up a finger. And y'all, that, oh, Big Daddy, it's me, it's Poodle. And yes, Big Daddy, I don't see the squeaky kitty though. It said, and Poodle saying he must want us to sing one more song. Big Daddy, I don't think that. Oh dear, Gussie. And it says, the crema spirit, pass it on, hot K bacon. Listeners, please call 206-337-1438. I can't do it alone. And, y'all, it says, Farty, do you mind if I call you Farty? Now, she asked. Anyway, thank you for tolerating me, Poodle. I'm so happy you are a part of the little show. Take these $2 and put them in your piggy bank. It's crema time, and Big Fatty's got some old-fashioned crema music that maybe you haven't heard in a while, or maybe not at all. So sit back and enjoy. And y'all, today's crema music is by Bob Chester, and it's called Here Comes the Fattest Man in Town. Big Fatty!
Fattest man in town. He's more than 60 inches round. Never in a hurry, never has a frown. Doesn't ever worry, long as there's a reindeer round. Here comes the fattest man in town. Wonder whose chimney he'll slide down. There's only one way traffic when he comes through town. Make way for the fattest man in town.
Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I didn't get a chance to tell you. Inside Miss Bacon's crema guide was a $2 big ready fuck $2. And it says, and then there's a picture of an Apple Snack Store gift card. And y'all, it says, don't laugh. I couldn't get the website to cooperate, and I'm on hiatus, so I couldn't call the tech line. And, y'all, then there's a generous donation towards an Apple Snack Store gift card in there. So, Miss Bacon, thank you so much. You're just sweet, sweet as you can be. And, y'all, yes, Big Fatty, Vonzi, what do you think of crema time?
Sick and twisted.
Oh, no, I thought you loved crema time.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.